So as we take our offering, I want to explain just a little bit about our service here that we have today. This is a service that the staff has been planning for a couple of months now, and we have really enjoyed sitting together, discussing and talking what this service is going to be like. This service is going to drive around one question, and it is, what is inspiring us to worship? And so today you're going to get to hear from myself and from Nick, our student's pastor, and from Chantel, our children's pastor, and from Andy, our worship pastor. And what we're going to share with you is little snippets, little stories of what is currently and going on in our lives that is stirring our hearts to worship, to trust in God, to believe in His faithfulness to us, the things that are producing faith and worship in our own hearts, in our own lives. And then in between our little snippets of stories, we each have chosen a song that we want to invite you to sing along and to worship with us. And so we've been excited about this day, and I'm going to go ahead and start by telling you my story here. Many of you, if you've heard me speak much, I love Andrew Peterson. Andrew Peterson is a singer-songwriter, and he just has a really gift with words. And I want to read for you the lyrics of one of the songs that he has written, and it's called Just As I Am. What's that on the ground? It's what's left of my heart. Somebody named Jesus broke it to pieces and planted the shards. They're coming up green, and they're coming in bloom. I can hardly believe this is all coming true. Just as I am, just as I was, just as I will be, He loves me. He loves me, He does. He showed me the day that He shed His own blood. He loves me. Oh, He loves me, He does. All of my life, I've held on to this fear. These thistles and vines ensnare and entwine what flowers appeared. It's the fear that I'll fall one too many times. It's the fear that His love is no better than mine. But He tells me that just as I am, just as I was, just as I will be, He loves me. He loves me. He does. He showed me the day that He shed His own blood. Oh, He loves me. He loves me. He does. You know, I have a seminary degree. I've taken all the classes. I took, what, I don't know, the Bible divided into nine, theology divided into six courses, and I've studied a lot about the love of God, and intellectually I understand that God is love, that He cannot act outside of His character that is love. But if I were really honest with you, I would tell you that my intellect is one thing, but what my heart knows and believes often is something a little bit different. What my heart says is that, how could He really love me? Isn't He just tolerating me? I mean, He loves me because He has to, right? You know? And there are a lot of times in my life that I really struggle with the thought of the love of God, and how can that be, and how can He love me? And I, like Andrew Peterson, I think, you know, I have this fear that His love is no better than mine. So what is it that's inspiring me to worship these last few months of my life? I've had the joy and the privilege of getting to read along with some of my women's ministry leaders who lead small groups for me. This book, it's by James Bryan Smith. It's called Hidden in Christ. It's a chapter book, but it's really more like a devotional. He took Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, and he picked out 30 words in that passage, and he wrote a very short little chapter, more like a devotional, on each of the 30 words. And the thing that I've loved about it, getting to share with my leaders, do life together with them this summer, reading through this book, is that, my page is not marked anymore. Is that it has really immersed me in the love of God. It is The subtitle of the book is Living as God's Beloved. And it's been a, I'm going to have to find the page now because it's not there anymore. The thing about this book is that it's taught me to say things like, I have nothing to fear today because I live in the strong and unshakable kingdom of God. It's taught me who to say, to rehearse every day, who my, what my identity is, that my identity is in Christ. It's taught me to say, hi, I am Delenn, in whom Christ dwells and delights. I've really loved this book, and I want to share with you one brief little story that he tells in chapter 20, titled Beloved. Recently, my wife Megan and I were having dinner with our close friends Jennifer and Trevor Hines and their infant son Max, who was approaching his 10th month. I watched as Jen fed him from a bottle. Max put his little hands on the bottle and looked into his mother's eyes, eyes that were smiling, eyes that were full of love for him. Even with the bottle in his mouth, I saw Max begin to smile. A little milk ran down his cheek. Max didn't care about the messy milk. He was captivated by his mother's love. Jen's love beamed through her eyes and into his, and Max knew that he was loved. His smile in return was a beautiful and holy moment for me. You know, as I thought about that little story that he shares, it's quite so true. In so many ways, we are just like the little 10-month-old, almost infant Max. We really have no ability to love God. We have no ability to please him with our actions and our behaviors. Really, the only thing that we can do is to look full into his face and realize that he is smiling at us. And the only response that we can have is just simply to smile back. And you know, I think that there's really only one way that we really fully in our hearts grasp and believe that God's love for us is actual, genuine, and it's real, and he's not just tolerating us. He goes on in the chapter to say, it's the cross of Jesus Christ that shouts that we are loved, as we are, not as we should be. We are never going to be as we should be, as if there were some perfect version of us that we must strive to be in order to deserve love, and until then we must live in shame. Guilt does not produce holiness, only shame, hiding, and separation. God, in Jesus, reveals the great mystery. God is love, and we are his beloved. He did not enter into the world to condemn it, John 3:17. He became one of us to reconcile us to God, to remind us that love itself has created us and called us home. We are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. We are his beloved. This is our truest identity.